You think your winter has been rough? It's been brutal on water birds. The Niagara River corridor from Lake Erie to Lake Ontario is renowned as a winter haven for hundreds of thousands of waterfowl. But this year, biologists in Buffalo say hundreds of dead ducks have piled up after the plunging temperatures iced over nearly the entire Great Lakes, cutting off their food supply. At the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas, police say the rapper Tyler, the Creator, told a large crowd to push their way past venue workers controlling access to a Thursday show that was full. That video clip released by the Austin Police Department. The 23-year-old Los Angeles resident was arrested at the Austin airport yesterday. He's been charged with inciting a riot. If convicted, he could get up to a year in jail and a $4,000 fine. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Everybody get ready for Foodie and the Beast with David and Nikki Nellis. A foodie born and bred, my wife Nikki loves chatting up chefs, dining out, and insider industry buzz.
And my husband David thinks a great meal is nothing but a good burger, a frosty brew, and a check for under $20, because he is cheap.
Well, maybe so, but Foodie married Beast anyway, and together we've got the food and wine variety show that has everyone talking.
It's Foodie and the Beast, and we are on now.
Hey, everybody, it's Nikki Nellis, and I am beastless today, and I am having a good time without him. I think I'm going to do the show and just call it Foodie and just bring in lots of fun people all the time. I have a totally full studio. We have such great people in today. First and foremost, I'm so excited. I have Marjorie Meeks Bradley with me. You know her from Ripple and the very new Roofers Union, and she is going to be my very special co-host today. Can you want to say hi?
Hey, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. Do you want to say hi to everybody else out there?
Oh, yes. Hello, everyone else out there.
Well, I'm really glad you're joining me today. Before, like, you're my official host, I'm going to chat with you a little bit. I'm going to talk about all the cool things you're up to. But later in the show, we have chef owner of the brand new, just opened Carolina Kitchen. His name is Lance London. The man is working hard, but he was nice enough to come in studio this morning, even though he did how many covers last night?
1,200
covers. That is a busy man. So we're going to find all about his new restaurant that has opened up on Rhode Island Avenue. Bocce courts, bowling lanes. It's there for you at the new Pinstripes. We got the peeps in from there. They're going to tell us all about it. And I think we're going to get a little education on how to play bocce, which I do not know how to do. So
nice.
Do you?
No, I don't know how to play bocce.
Does anybody else?
Like fun.
Who knows? All right. I know Ben does because he's from. Oh, and Lawrence. Both you guys from Pinstripes know how to do it. Excellent. Okay. And then at the end of the show, we are going to be talking about this very successful debut at the Sofitel in Buenos Aires. There was a photography exhibit by, I hope I'm saying this right, Marcos Fuder. Okay. Thank you. And they have brought it up to the Sofitel here in D.C. So they're going to show this. We have in studio with us the curator, whose name I'm going to try to pronounce. His name is Javier Ortiz Aramburu. Oh, my God. Yay. I get an A. All right. I haven't even had anything to drink yet this morning, and we're doing well. And we also brought in with them Chef Franck Luquet. Yes. Oh, my God. I'm hitting 1,000. And Chef Olivier Falchi. Did I do that right? All right. Excellent. They're all in today. We're going to hear all about what's going on at the Sofitel. And I'm going to let you introduce our most important guest.
Hello, Mr. Owen. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. So glad that you're here today.
So Owen Thompson, as you know, he is our party maker today. He is a very well-known mixologist around town. He has another term for it. What did you call yourself earlier?
I've always gone by the term shaker monkey.
Shaker monkey.
What I'm doing is not really that important.
Okay. You're definitely a monkey, that's for sure.
I'm definitely a monkey, yes.
So, Owen, you were at Range for a while. You've been at a bunch of places around town, but now you're at Cafe St. Axe and Bar Pilar. Tell us what you're doing there.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, you know, I spent the past couple years in restaurants, and I really wanted to get back to just sort of the nightlife, busy bar aspect. It also happens that my sister's the GM at Bar Pilar, so.
So a little bit of nepotism is going
on
there.
You know,
okay, I got it.
That's how I get all my jobs. But, you know, yeah, I'm having fun. 14th Street is crazy. It's a lot like when I worked in Adams Morgan 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. It just seems that everyone moved 4 blocks over.
Right. Except the crowd is dressed a lot nicer. And it's
some
older.
Days. Yeah.
It's Saturday night every night on 14th Street. That's what it looks
yes,
like to
it
me.
Is. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about what you're doing now at Cafe Sinax and Bar Pilar. What are your drink menus looking like these days?
I think the big thing for us is, one, obviously they're still very casual spots and we want to get it out to people quickly. So mm-hmm. we like simple, fun drinks. Nothing too intense. All the stuff is done. You know, I prep everything way ahead of time myself, so nobody has to work too hard.
What does that mean? Like, what are you prepping way ahead of time, for example?
Just all the syrups, the mixers, the bitters, whatever else I need to use, you know, I take care of. And then the guys, when they're 5-6 deep on a Saturday night, they can mm-hmm. just throw it together.
Okay, so that makes
You make
easy.
All your bitters and stuff as well?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, make cordials, make everything, you know. You should see the setup in my house.
Well, you do it in your house?
I do a lot of things in my house, yeah. I got a, you know, sous vide rig in there and all that good stuff. And
cool.
Just make
nice.
It happen.
All right, so tell us what you brought in today. What are we starting with?
We got a couple drinks. We're going to start out with...
Because it was called for shots earlier. You know that, right? Like,
yeah.
Before the show started, Ben was like, I'll do a shot. Margie wants a shot.
Well, Ben and I did have a shot.
Okay,
you know,
but
today, we're going to start out with a drink that's actually on our menu at Bar Pilar. It's called Lose the Mustache.
Okay. I am so behind that. Can I just tell you?
Yeah, right?
I'm serious.
That being said, I haven't shaved in like a month and a half. But,
present
you know,
company
whatever.
Exclusive, but it is time.
Well, you have a beard to go with it.
Exactly.
So it's okay.
It's just the whole piece is
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Wait, you got to talk in front of the mic.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
This this drink has Del Maguey's Mezcal Vita, mm-hmm. some sriracha salt, a little bit of...
What is sriracha salt?
It's...
Just I mean, like it is, it but sounds. I mean,
yeah,
do you just, make it?
Yeah, I make it.
So
yeah,
how do you, like, you just mix sriracha and salt and let
yeah,
it dry?
Yeah, and then dry it back out.
Cool.
Look, my ice is here. Well, that's good timing.
Yeah,
and then a little bit of this Bitterman Citron Sauvage, which is like a bitter grapefruit herbal mm-hmm. spirit. And then we use this Austrian grapefruit beer, which I think I was telling you earlier is kind of like a mimosa in a can. It's like low alcohol and nice effervescence.
Is that why you put the shot in there, to make it higher alcohol?
Right, exactly.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Awesome.
We always have to make it higher alcohol.
All right, great. Well, we're going to let you start making that drink, and we'll come back to you later on in
Perfect.
The show. All right, so I want to talk to you, Marge, a little bit about what you've been up to. So you were in a year ago. You
yes.
were about to hit Lamb Jam right before. That's what you came in for specifically.
Yes.
And then your whole world changed. You were working with Mike Isabella. You were at Graffiato. And you have taken on a whole bunch of new projects. So let's get started. First of all, you won Lamb Jam.
I did.
Congratulations.
And I'm actually, that's kind of why I'm here today, because I figured if I came on and won Lamb Jam, maybe if I come on now,
you'll
I'll win
Koshan next week.
So it's kind of a game plan thing.
For those of you who don't know, I mean, we do talk about Koshan every year, but Koshan is Koshan 555, five chefs, five pigs. They always say like five Pinos or something like that,
yeah.
But it's a whole lot of booze, tons of booze. There are still tickets available. It's at Dock 5 at Union Market this year, and it is always, always so much fun. And Marge is competing. Who are you competing against? You're competing against Mikey Friedman.
Yes. Mike Friedman, Eric Bruner-Yang.
Right.
Who else? Nate Abna.
Right.
And then Dylan.
From Red Apron.
Yes.
Okay.
And Dylan from Rappahannock. So okay. I'm really excited. I worked with Mikey, a million years ago at Zetinya.
Right.
So I'm really excited to kind of, you know, have this fun, friendly competition with him.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, this competition is not friendly at all. You guys take it seriously.
I mean, it's a lot of fun, though. Like, the best part of it is, yes, like, we're all competitive. I mm-hmm. think that's, like, by nature. But at the same time, like, it's cool. You know, Eric and I were texting the other day, like, trying to, like, think about, you know, is the pig big enough? Like, just so many things. And it's fun because it's, like, even though you're competing against each other, it actually brings you together, which
That's
is fun,
nice.
You know?
Well, it's a good group of people.
It is. It's so much, like, I helped Mike with it 2 years ago, and I was mm-hmm. like, oh, my God, this is the worst thing ever. I never want to do this. But now, like, I can't help it. Like, I want to do it again.
All right. So you left Mike Isabella at Graffiato.
Yes.
And now you are at... Ripple?
Yes.
So you were at Ripple for like how long? And then you all decided to open up another restaurant?
Well, I've been at Ripple for a year now.
Okay.
And I'd say about 6 months ago, back in August, we you know, started talking about maybe doing something new. Mm-hmm. And the space, the former Reef, became available in Adams Morgan.
Right.
And it just seemed like such a fun location and such an amazing building. I mean, that rooftop is incredible. And the huge windows with the views of 18th Street, like, I mean, I walked in there and I was like, the Reef? Like, what are you talking about? No way.
I mean, for those of you who have not been in the Reef, or, I mean, it was around for like 20 years,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it was a staple.
It had all the aquariums
yeah,
in it, right?
It had aquariums and
hence the name, the Reef.
It was a little scary. I mean, it was amazing. It had a beautiful rooftop and it was a great place. But at the same time, like, it had like, you know, this idea of like, well, it's a bar. We're going to open a restaurant. What?
Right.
But then I walked in this space and it was absolutely amazing. It's so beautiful. And the, you know, the high ceilings and the natural light, like mm-hmm. it was a really cool, cool place. So we, you know, kind of jumped right on that and it happened very, very quickly.
It did. I mean, you know, everybody in here has opened up a restaurant. You know, it doesn't happen that fast, but you guys really turned that around very quickly.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the difference. Let's, for those who haven't had the experience at Ripple yet, talk about the kind of menu you're doing there and what people can find there. And then I'd like to show how what you're doing so differently at Roofers Union, because
okay.
it is so different.
Yeah. Well, Ripple, you know, we're very, very seasonally oriented. We print our menu every day. There's little changes here and there. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of whole animals in. All our produce comes from the local farms. It's very, very local. And that's honestly what kind of brought me to it was mm-hmm. being from California, the opportunity to work directly with farmers and work directly with the people that are raising your animals and growing your produce is mm-hmm. awesome. So I was really excited to be there. And, you know, it's a small menu. It is very just, you know, focused on what's good that day.
And so are you playing with that menu every day?
We are. I definitely.
Drinks are being passed. There we go. Thank you.
Thank God.
Everybody's doing it like so quietly. They're like, does everybody have a drink? We all have a drink. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Good morning.
Cheers.
Oh,
that's delicious.
That is yummy. And I love the salt. That is good. I like how you, Owen, made a glass of his much bigger than everybody else's.
Hey, man, you know, this is not really my time of day.
Okay. And so then, are you bringing all the partnerships you have with the farmers and everything over to Roofers Union?
I am. So that's kind of the one, you know, constant between the two mm-hmm. restaurants. I mean, for me, I can't break away from that. To me, it's what's natural. So okay. I use the same farmers for, you know, my pigs, my lamb ribs come from Craig mm-hmm. at Border Spring Farms.
Sure.
And so, you know, I use all the same people for that. And then, you know, I just do it in a much more casual way. It's a little more approachable. It's a little more everyday.
Can you give me two dishes, like one at Ripple and one at Roofers Union to like sort of show the difference?
Okay.
Because I don't think of Ripple as fine dining, but I do think it is like a more upscale type
yeah.
of restaurant.
No, and it's definitely not fine dining. We try to have fun. We try to be, you know, that place that you can go on Monday night or you can go on Saturday night. And on mm-hmm. Monday night, you can wear jeans and a t-shirt. And on Saturday, you can dress up a little bit if you want. Like
right.
that's, you know, because that's kind of how I am. So mm-hmm. I think that it translates, you know, to the restaurant. But at Ripple, like I have a dish with arugula cavatelli with manila clams, chili, and garlic.
So super easy to make.
Super easy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of like that classic linguine and clams, but not, you know, just trying to make it a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it's a simple dish, but everything's made fresh in-house. Everything is, you know, made from scratch. And then, you know, over at Roofers Union, we have, you know, things like Trotter arancini. So it's still not like that, you know, basic.
Okay,
like,
for people who don't know what that is, maybe you should explain that.
Pig feet arancini okay. or pig feet risotto balls, I guess I should say.
That sounds really unappetizing.
Doesn't yeah, yes. you know, Trotter arancini sounds so much
yes,
better? But you know, it's fun. Everyone loves risotto balls, like mm-hmm. Parmesan risotto rice, like it's delicious.
Right.
And then you know, you still
rice
try to
and
mix
cheese,
it.
Yeah. Deep fried. How bad can it be?
Exactly.
Totally with you.
So you just try to take those like classic comfort things and just give them a little bit of something unique.
Mm-hmm. And when is the patio opening?
Oh my gosh.
Because you know, like, it should have been open last night.
I know, seriously. We are putting the final touches on it, and we're looking to open on March 27th.
Okay, terrific. Oh, so
yeah.
soon.
So very, very soon.
So
we're
snow or no
there.
Snow? Yep. Almost open.
Well, it is heated. It is covered. So,
oh, cool.
you know, the coverings will be able to be down on nice days and up when it's a little chillier out.
Okay, fantastic. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, you're going to stay on the show with me, and we're
yes.
going to chat with everybody. So this is Nikki Nellis and Marjorie Meeks-Bradley for our Foodie and the Beast, and we'll be back in just a sec.
Join me, NFL Pro Bowl linebacker Lorenzo Alexander, at the annual Bethesda Big Train Celebrity Softball Classic to benefit youth ball fields on April 12th at Shirley Povich Field in Bethesda. Come out to meet myself and other Washington Redskins of the past and present to take on Washington, D.C. area media managed by former Redskin Chris Cooley. For more information, visit bigtrain.org/celebritygame. Big Train is a 501c3 charitable organization.
GovEvents.com is your one-stop shop for government and military events worldwide. With hundreds of event organizers posting their government and military-related conferences, trade shows, expos, webcasts, and more, you'll save time and energy using GovEvents to find events to attend, exhibit, or sponsor. Search for government and military events by date, location, keyword, organizer, or focus. It's free, so join today. GovEvents.com. That's GovEvents.com.
For too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle, made possible by volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible for thousands of families. Who will you march for?
This is Mark Amtower. If you're looking for cost-effective and efficient methods for marketing your products or services to the government or to other government contractors, look to LinkedIn. There are over 400,000 members in the D.C. area and more than 92 million nationwide, but only a small percentage actually use it well. I can show you how to leverage LinkedIn in ways that support your marketing, sales, and business development efforts. I do this for large and small companies, and I can do it for you. Drop me a line at mark@federaldirect.net.
Hey, it's Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast, and I've got Marjorie Meeks Bradley in with me. You know her as the chef of Ripple and the Just Open Roofers Union. She's my, I hate to call you the Beast. I don't want to do that to you, but she's taking David's place today and maybe for good. So we're going to go back to Owen Thompson. So St. Patrick's Day is coming. I know you guys at Bar Pilar and Cafe St. X are hitting it up. What are you guys going to do?
We're just going to try and survive, mostly.
I need a better answer than that, Owen. That is not acceptable.
Luck of the Irish, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, we were already talking about the Irish goodbye earlier, so that's essentially my plan. Yeah, see? You know, we are, like you said, it's like Saturday night every night down there anyway, mm-hmm. so we expect nothing less. Actually, ironically, a lot of people were out last night,
yes.
which is why I'm dumber than normal today.
Okay.
But we will, of course, be celebrating on Monday. We'll have some drink specials, you know, green beer and stuff. No, I'm not going to do
that. Please, God. I know you're not doing that, right?
You know I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll make a few things green. We'll drink a lot of whiskey and we'll have a good
okay,
time.
Okay, so you're going the whiskey route.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Well, that's what they make.
Jameson
I know,
for everyone.
But, you know, that's not what a lot of people do. I mean, you know, like you find people do the green beer and things like that.
Yeah,
I don't
absolutely.
Know why they do that, but...
I've never figured that out either, because I've been to Ireland and I've never seen it.
Right, exactly.
Well, because isn't, like, all the beer over there, like, really, really dark, like Guinness or
Guinness.
Something?
Yeah. It's like
yeah.
meat.
How would you make that green?
You can't
green?
Even make that green.
No, it not,
like
not intentionally, anyway.
All right, so what are you pouring next?
You know, the next thing we're going to do has been sort of a staff favorite. We're going to take this grapefruit beer again.
Mm-hmm.
And we do...
Are you, like, the ambassador for this grapefruit beer?
No, I mean, it's just... it's my favorite morning drink right now, which... You know, you
this
can put it on your
you
cereal.
Yeah,
exactly,
we have
your
favorite
right?
morning drink.
Right.
And then we have afternoon drinks and then nighttime drinks.
But there's this this Swedish spirit that I've had a bunch of... Well, you know, it's all over that region.
Is this the Wormwood?
Yeah, the
liquor?
Malort.
Okay.
Yeah, which is very popular in Chicago. And... Yeah.
Okay.
We've been we were like bootlegging some in for a while, but now I can get it legit.
Okay.
So what we discovered, or actually discovered last time I was in Chicago, was that if you drop shots of it into this grapefruit beer, it's actually delicious.
Okay.
So
it's not delicious on its own?
No, it's well, it depends on who you are. This is one of those things that people either really, really like.
Okay.
They really hate, or they pretend they like because they're from Chicago.
Okay. But it's not a Chicago drink, right? It's from
well, there is
Sweden?
A, technically.
Yes? Okay.
But they're the most
See,
common.
I do my homework, man. I know what
yeah,
I'm doing.
The most common brand, which is this stuff called Jepson's, is actually made in Chicago because there was such a large population at some point that they started producing a domestic version.
Okay. You know, I lived in Sweden when I was 16, so I'm very excited
very,
to try
awesome.
This.
Awesome. Yeah,
right, cool.
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to let you get going, and we're going to bring on our next guest. I want to introduce everybody to Lance London. He is the chef owner of the Carolina Kitchen. He
yes,
has
ma'am.
Just opened it just days ago. Now, you have two others.
I have two others.
Okay, so this is your third.
This is my third. So actually, my fourth. My first one burned down in downtown Silver Springs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mexican concept burned the whole block down in downtown Silver Springs.
Gosh, that's so nice.
Yeah, very devastating. It was a setback, but it was a setup for a comeback.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk. So for people who haven't had the pleasure of dining at the Carolina Kitchen, I mean, what you're doing in this area is pretty extensive. I mean, they've redone that whole area.
Yes,
we're talking about Rhode Island Northeast. What do they call it? What do they call it?
Rhode Island Row Shopping Center.
I mean,
it's beautiful.
It was like a desert over there.
Yeah.
And now it's totally changed. Beautiful houses and apartments,
mm-hmm.
great restaurants. It's unbelievable.
Awesome. The whole Washington, D.C. is changing like that.
I know. It's amazing. So let's talk about why you selected that area. And let's talk about your concept a little bit, because that is, I don't want to use the word flashy because I don't want it to sound bad, but it's a sparkly restaurant.
Yeah.
Is that a good way of explaining it?
It's a Las Vegas style restaurant.
Yes, actually. Okay, much
It doesn't
better.
Match the name. I mean, it's called the Carolina Kitchen, but it looks like the Las Vegas kitchen.
It does, that's very true.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful restaurant.
It is. So what made you talk about the food? Let's talk about the concept.
Basically, what made me come to the area, because I knew that area was underserved,
mm-hmm.
and as you said, the area is absolutely beautiful, but the whole Washington, D.C. has over 70 cranes moving, and each and every neighborhood is changing 100,000 miles per hour.
I know. It's
becoming multicultural, people from all over the country moving into different neighborhoods. So because of that, I knew it was a need, and
mm-hmm.
I was absolutely right, because as I built the restaurant and designed the restaurant,
mm-hmm.
you know what, hundreds of people.
Did you design it?
Me and a guy named Tom Moorhead.
Okay.
You know, we designed it together, and as mm-hmm. I designed the restaurant, you got to believe me, a couple hundred people a day kept pulling on the door, so I knew I had picked the right location.
Oh, I bet.
Now,
I bet.
It sits right on top of the Rhode Island Avenue Brentwood subway station,
mm-hmm.
right there where the Home Depot is.
Right.
It's this beautiful, luxurious. It was going to be a condo, but they turned them into apartments, but they're absolutely beautiful. The Rhode Island Road mm-hmm. Shopping Center has, it's mixed usage, you know,
mm-hmm.
has other restaurants and
retail
upstairs, but it's awesome. Yes, indeed.
It's a great little spot. I was there the other day. A friend just moved in over
there.
I mean, like the neighborhood, and I used to live in that area, and it was not nice at all. So it's really cool to see it, you know, changing.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing with U Street. U Street wasn't nice at all, but you see it now.
Very true.
14th Street wasn't nice at all, but now it's really, really nice. But now Rhode Island Avenue is really, really nice.
So
okay?
Let's talk about Carolina Kitchen. Let's talk about the kind of food that you're comfort Southern food.
Right.
What does that mean?
Well, comfort Southern food was, you know, originated down south, and what it is some people like to call it low country, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And we sell all kinds. We've gotten nominated and actually won the best Southern cuisine restaurant in the country. Actually won the Steve Harvey Awards for the best Southern food in the country 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
We have the best collard greens. Like, a lot of people haven't tasted collard greens in the country. You can't buy these kind of collard greens.
I had them the other night. They're yummy.
37 different flavors in them.
Okay, I love
also
collard greens.
Macaroni and cheese like you never had.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we have jerk chicken, rotisserie chicken. We have beef ribs. We have short ribs. We have also butter cabbage, cornbread, potato salad. And so we also have a healthy choice menu. We have, of course, a lot of fried menu, but we have plenty of seafood.
Well, let's talk about some of the things you're doing with the fried foods. Because we had a sampling of some the other night.
Yeah.
And I've never seen deep fried lobster before
that. Oh, awesome.
And it was really, really good.
It's really good. With different
deep fried lobster.
Yeah. Deep fried lobster.
Can you explain what you do to make that
deep?
Because it wasn't really battered. Is it battered?
Well, we do put we don't batter it. We just put breadcrumbs on it.
Okay.
We dip it. And then we put breadcrumbs on it, and we fry it, and it's absolutely yummy.
It is yummy.
And we split it in half, and we serve it on a plate with different sauces. People, it's one of the things that we sell a lot of every night. Southern fried lobster tails. That's another special thing.
Nice.
But we also have oyster bar. It's incredible. You can get jumbo shrimp, oysters, crab claws. We have a lot of Maryland seafood and other seafood from all around the country, freshly shipped in each and every day.
Now, you hired J.P. Caceres?
Yes, we did.
To do your cocktail program?
Yes, indeed. Doing a great job, making all kinds of wonderful drinks. And it's hard for me, even though I own the restaurant, to walk past that bar and see them shaking up those incredible drinks and not just stop past and say, hey, give me a mimosa. Just give me something. That looks pretty. I mean, they're making some beautiful drinks over there.
Now, did he make drinks to sort of go with your food? I mean, or like, what was his, like, what did you sort of tell him to do?
He came in and looked at the menu and he designed a drink menu to match what it was that we were doing.
I feel like a gauntlet's being thrown here.
Yes, it is. Well, no, when you have superstars, you got a superstar here today. Mm-hmm. You stand over there mixing it up.
Right.
JP is a superstar too, as well.
Right.
So we have, you know, superstars. And they're all from D.C. That's the great thing.
It's true.
You know, mixology and bartending is an ancient art. And I think Americans don't understand that we kind of started it. And it's kind of cool that here in Washington, D.C., we respect and we admire people like the guests we have today and people like JP as well that actually take it that seriously to think of all kinds of wonderful ingredients to put into a drink. That's exciting to me. And we respect that, and we look at them as stars, their craft. Not just bartenders. Don't call them bartenders. They're mixologists.
Get excited. Just call us bartenders.
I knew he was going to come back. No, but I think what you're saying is right. And Owen, whether you like it or not, I mean, there has been a total change to the craft in the city.
Yes.
And you have been a part of it for the last 10 years.
I mean, you guys do what chefs are doing in the same sense. You make your syrups, your bitters, like you were saying earlier, and it's awesome. Like, there's a higher standard now. People don't just want a vodka cranberry, and I think that's awesome.
Right.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, we actually hire staff members, like 4, just to make all our bitters. Everything that goes in the drink, we make right there fresh every day.
Mm-hmm.
So he's absolutely right. And when he first said, I said, are you serious? He said, yeah. Okay. But then when I taste the drinks, I'm like, oh, my God.
I get it.
Yeah.
Right.
I get it. So it's very important. It takes a little bit more. It costs a little more, but it's worth it. But we also, I like to tell you that we have some incredible milkshakes, like the sweet potato milkshake.
Now, are those at TKO or are those at
Carolina
Kitchen?
Well, we have a few. Like, we have the sweet potato milkshake and the banana pudding milkshake.
I have that.
At Carolina Kitchen as well. And you just mentioned TKO. I'm opening up a burger spot that's opening up now. Carolina Kitchen has been going for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
First one in Silver Springs, Largo, then Hyattsville, Maryland. Now, this is my first venture into Washington, D.C., which I'm super excited about. But I also knew that the hamburger industry was a multi-billion dollar industry, so I threw my hat in.
Okay.
I created a concept called TKO Burger. It stands for It's a Total Knockout.
Okay.
And, you know, I created it. I made a menu that kind of patented itself behind picnics. I knew that my best hamburgers I ever ate were at picnics. So I have sideways like potato salad, baked beans, grilled corn, but also, you know, I have hand-cut fries each and every day, sweet potato fries, but burgers like the macaroni and cheese burger.
Yeah, what is that? I saw that on the menu. What is the macaroni and cheese burger?
We infuse a burger with macaroni and cheese, and then we put cheese. I know
like
it sounds fatty.
No, like you chop it up?
Don't chop it up. We keep it. We make some great macaroni and cheese, and we just slap it right on top.
Oh.
Throw a little cheese on it. And trust me, make a little special sauce, and it's good. But what about the soft shell crab burger?
Okay, that's tell me
good
about
too.
That. Let's hear
well,
it.
Well, you know, we know that, you know, everybody from this area respect and we love, we have some of the best seafood. So I made a soft shell crab burger.
Okay.
Also made a regular salmon burger. We grind up fresh salmon and make every day we make salmon burgers. Now, TKO Burger has boxing pictures. It's like a museum in there. With all
it's
the
beautiful.
People in the box, it has female and male boxes from since the beginning of boxing. And you can walk through this like, it's like a theme restaurant with some incredible food, but it also has fresh beer on tap and beer in bottles as well. And it has screens where we can have boxing showings of different boxing events. So I'm excited about that as well.
Now, that's not going to be your only TKO, right? You're going to open it.
We're already working at some new TKOs that are opening around D.C. metropolitan area. I'm really excited about.
Okay, we only have 2 minutes, but I do want to talk about the decor of both places because you have a lot of tchotchkes.
Yes.
Like, you got lots of stuff all around the restaurant, like both of them.
Oh, yeah.
And is that you?
That's me. That's absolutely.
All you?
I'm a straight animal.
Okay.
I go to different shops and stores and auctions. And I tell you, I think about, like, sometimes I dream and I come up with an idea and I'll just get in my car and I'll drive to West Virginia and go to old farms and say, what you got in your barn? Yeah, you got to have something good in your barn. I'll buy it.
And
I'll bring it back and try to figure a way to hang it on the wall.
Fit it in your Ferrari or your Lamborghini? Like, where do you find
that? You have to tell them that. You know, I'm not trying to mess up the Ferrari or the Lamborghini, but I do stick it in my truck and I bring it back and I hang them on the wall. And it just looks good. I love art and I love antiques. I just love them.
Well, I mean, you have I love the way it's all put together at TKO. But even the design at Carolina Kitchen at the Rhode Island space. Thank you. is so unique. Do your other Carolina kitchens look like that?
Yes, ma'am. They all look alike. Okay. Yes, they do. But the thing I want to tell everybody, if you want to see the inside, go to my website.
Okay.
It's www.thecarolinakitchen.com.
The
you can
Carolina
take a
kitchen.
Virtual tour.
Okay.
Or go to my Facebook. Lance London is my name. Uh-huh. Go to my Facebook, and you'll see all kinds of wonderful pictures of what the interior looks like and what we're talking about today.
Okay, terrific.
That's right.
I want to thank you so much for bringing in all this delicious food.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
And thank you. I know you're working so hard. Are you doing brunch today?
And we open up today at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
And yesterday we opened up at 6 o'clock, and over 12,000 people came.
1,200.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say 12,000. Oh, my 12,000. God.
12,000. Right. Wait a minute. 1,200. 1,200 people came, and I guarantee you that I came straight from the restaurant right here with no sleep, and I'm still here because we love you. We love your show.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks so much for coming in. All right. This is Nikki Nellis with Marjorie Meeks Bradley for Foodie and the Beast. We'll be back in just a sec.
What do you want to be when you're older?
When I'm older, I want to be a singer. That's my goal.
An organizer of like do-gooders.
I want to be a media mogul.
When I'm older, I want to be anything but the one that doesn't fit in, the one that people don't love.
Everyone deserves a dream.
But some of us are depressed,
anxious,
angry,
scared,
don't feel like ourselves.
If that's you, say something.
Talk to someone. People will listen. Add your voice at okaytotalk.org. Okaytotalk.org.
Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Shepherd's Table, one of the area's leading organizations of providing basic human services to people without homes, will be hosting its annual fundraiser, Always Room for One More, live at the Fillmore on Sunday, March 30th from 3 to 7 p.m. Join Shepherd's Table for an afternoon of fun. Enjoy live and silent auctions, terrific food, beverages, and live entertainment. Three bands will perform, including Prefab 4, a Beatles tribute band from New York. For tickets, visit shepherdstable.org.
GovEvents.com is your one-stop shop for government and military events worldwide. With hundreds of event organizers posting their government and military-related conferences, trade shows, expos, webcasts, and more, you'll save time and energy using GovEvents to find events to attend, exhibit, or sponsor. Search for government and military events by date, location, keyword, organizer, or focus. It's free, so join today. GovEvents.com. That's GovEvents.com.
NASA needs men and women like you to participate in a program that helps study the physical changes an astronaut might encounter during microgravity conditions of spaceflight. Currently, a countermeasure and functional testing study is being done within the Heads Down Tilt Bedrest program called CFT-70. For more information on participating in the CFT-70 program, contact the Johnson Space Center's Human Test Subject Facility at 1-866-JCS-TEST or visit thebedreststudy.com.
Hey, it's Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. I've got Marjorie Meeks Bradley in with me. That is such a mouthful to say. I just want you to know that.
I know. My parents are hippies. It's not my fault. I have two last names.
No worries. No worries whatsoever. Okay, so we have been talking about a lot of food this morning, but now we're going to get a little athletic in studio. We are going to talk about bowling. We're going to talk about bocce because there is a new, very hip and sophisticated place to do this now. It's called Pinstripes. It's down in Georgetown. And this is not your grandmother's bowling alley, from what I understand. There's great food, great wine, and a great time. And we have in with us Executive Chef Lawrence Cohen and, I'm going to try to say your name right, General Manager Ben Hiking.
Yes. Very good. Yes.
Cool. Okay, great. Well, we thank you both for coming in this morning. So, bowling, bocce, give us a little background on Pinstripes. You guys are originally out of Chicago?
Right. So, we are a Northbrook, Glenview area-based company. We opened in April of 2007.
Mm-hmm.
That was our first location. We opened up the second one in South Barrington, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
The third one was in Edina, Minnesota. And then the fourth one came back to Chicago in Oak Brook. And number five is out here in the beautiful city of Georgetown. So.
Okay. And so tell us a little bit about the concept.
So it's designed around sophisticated fun, like
mm-hmm.
you said. So where it originates from is the stripes in a business suit and the pins of bowling.
Okay.
So that sophisticated fun
mm-hmm.
came up with the name of Pinstripes. So we adhere to, I mean, families, businesses, you know, corporate parties, weddings, bar mitzvahs, everything you can kind of want
to
do.
I have to do another one.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Bat mitzvahs. Bat mitzvahs.
Well, no, I did my son's at Range when Owen was working there.
Oh, there you go.
And now I have to do my daughter's in a year.
I know. We'll take care of you.
That was fun.
Yeah.
So I know you have all this space, but can you explain to people who haven't been there, like, how it's laid out?
So when you walk in the door, you're going to come in our beautiful front desk. It's going to be backed by our wine room.
Mm-hmm.
To your right is going to be the main bar. Not far off there, you're going to see this handsome man doing his magic in a huge open kitchen. The restaurant's just adjacent to that. Then it walks you into the gaming.
Okay.
So that's just the first floor.
Okay.
Then we have the second floor, which is going to be our banquet space.
Mm-hmm.
Private bar up there, seating for about 250 in the ballroom. And then we just have this wonderful room. It's called the Canal Room that is overlooking the canal.
Wow.
Huge sliding glass windows, and it's just a very nice space to just be able to open it up in the springtime, summertime, fall. I know you guys are a little different in the winter, but coming from Chicago.
I know, we're wimps here in D.C. compared to Chicago.
I wouldn't say that.
We are. We're wimps.
This is like the worst winter ever.
It was.
So
horrible.
This is my best winter ever.
It's supposed to snow tomorrow. It's not fair.
This is my best winter ever. So.
Well, Chef, so how did you come up with a menu to, because this is not like your average bowling alley menu. I mean, most people think of like hot dogs and like chicken wings. So you're doing Italian cuisine.
Yeah, we're actually an Italian-American style cuisine. And our culinary director, Cesar Gutierrez, who's in Chicago now, working on our next two locations opening, came up with a simple, you know, rustic look of everything's made in-house. So all our pasta, all our gelato, sorbets, everything's made in-house. You know, we have a great wood-burning oven. All the bricks were imported from Italy. Through the Mara family, who's a local vendor here in the D.C. area. It was hand-built in D.C., and then they brought it over. And then, you know, like the oven was cured, so that's where we get our great flatbreads and pizzas. But really looking for fresh, you know, fresh ingredients, great technique for good-looking food. And we worked very hard to make sure that the food we brought from Chicago was identical to what we have here in D.C., because we want the people to have the same experience no matter where they go as we open across the country.
Now, so when you go to Pinstripes, because I apologize, I have not been in yet. So when you go, do you take the food with you to the alley, or is it a separate experience? How does it work?
Well, that's the great thing is, you know, no matter where you are in the venue, you can eat the same food we have in the bistro. So if you want to come in and say, no, we just want to bowl and play bocce, you can order the same food off the bistro and enjoy it right there, right next to the lanes and the bocce ball courts. We have enough seating and tables all over for everybody to enjoy the food wherever they are.
Oh, well, that's great.
I mean, I promise you, it's one of the only bowling alleys you can have a filet mignon and bowl.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's talk bocce. How do you play bocce? Because I played it before, and I got yelled at because I was doing it wrong.
You got yelled at? I mean, there's technically no way to play bocce wrong as long as you're having fun with a glass of wine in your hand.
I did something wrong, and I got yelled at.
We play with Nick. He's a little serious about it.
You must have kicked the ball.
I think I remember this
one. So bocce is a marking game. So essentially, you have the small silver ball, which is called the pallino. You're going to throw that out, and then the objective is to try and get your bocce ball as close to that pallino as possible.
Okay.
And then inside of there is where the tactics and defense and fun comes. Probably where you got caught cheating.
I just didn't know what I was doing. I thought I did something right, and then I was like, they were like, no, you did it wrong. I was like, I shouldn't play then.
Yeah.
So do you find that lots of people in the D.C. area want to play bocce?
It's been extremely attractive. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of bocce clubs. You know, we're breaking into that. Right now, literally about to start is the Cap Bocce League that we have going on. There's about 60 people.
Did you say Cat?
Cap, C-A-P.
Oh, like,
Cat Bocce.
Cats play bocce?
Yeah, cats play bocce. They can. They pat those balls really well, you know.
Kittens, right. You know?
So, yeah, bocce's been really well. We have six courts. They're phenomenally laid out. They're, I mean, independent. We've seen a couple of the areas around here that also have a bocce court.
Right.
You know, and we like to believe that it's a little bit different experience.
Okay. And let's talk about your wine program, because I know it's supposed to be very good. Yes?
The wine program is very good. You know, we understood the fact that the people want great wine. You know what I mean? And besides that, people want great wine at a great price point. And we've developed this program over the last, you know, 7-8 years. And we paired it with our food. So it's Italian-American wine. That's all we carry. It's Italian-American wine. We're not bringing anything else in. So when we designed the menu, we designed the wine. And it all ties hand in hand. I mean, we spent a lot of time on the entire program.
Okay. So can you give me some examples of the kinds of wines that you can find there? I mean, what's the price point? Like, what's wines by the glass? What are we looking at for bottles?
I mean, you're talking about your house wine at a glass is $8.
Okay. That's very reasonable.
You know, and you can go all the way up to a $136 bottle.
Okay.
So, again, we're bringing that sophisticated fun. Sitting down at a bowling lane having a $136 bottle of Quintessa, you know, while eating Chef Lawrence's amazing food
right.
isn't so bad.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
All right, Chef, why don't you tell us a little bit about brunch? Because I know you guys have launched that there.
Yeah, actually, we're actually been open now for about 2 hours for today. Right. But
are
no,
you like it, sweating? Are you like, oh my God, I gotta get out of here?
Not, but that's not in the building. Right. But no, it's great. It's a $20 all-you-can-eat buffet. Mm-hmm. And we have, you know, some great things there. We have carved prime rib. We have an omelet station. We have waffles made to order. Mm-hmm. We have a bananas Foster. You know, we have apple tart style waffles. So we have definitely selections, smoked salmon, poached salmon, peel and eat shrimp. Okay. You know,
so it's a big brunch.
It's a big brunch. And then we have a chocolate fountain mm-hmm. with, like, you know, handmade marshmallows, Rice Krispie treats, licorice, pretzel rods, everything you could possibly think of. So it satisfies everybody's desire and wants,
okay.
Especially after a long Saturday night.
Right.
it can definitely help everybody out when they come in to our brunch.
All right. Well, Trevor, can you please just tell everybody where they can find you online and your street location, please?
So we're located in Georgetown, the corner of M and Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Technically, it's 3222M mm-hmm. or 1064 Wisconsin, right off the canal.
Mm-hmm.
Pinstripes.com. Okay. You know, you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking forward to seeing you there. We're open every 7 days a week, 364 days a year.
All right.
Every day but Christmas.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Let's go bowling. I think
Let's
it sounds
bowling.
Like fun. Thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Owen, we're just going to pop to you quickly. What
sure.
are you pouring next while we bring on our
well,
next guest?
I figured I'd just show you how we do this at the restaurant.
Okay, Just show us.
Yeah, I'm going to show you. You're already right. drinking one, but I did the mixing for you.
Okay.
We take our shots of Malort and we just drop it in the beer.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Cheers.
Very good. All right. Yay, Owen.
Nice.
Owen just drank that whole drink.
Owen, I think we better go
like,
eat this brunch after this.
No, I'm good. I'm going to bed after this.
There was a drink like that when I was in college called a Flaming Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, they used I can to still do make one of those. You want
okay.
one?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. Next time I come in, that's what I
See,
want.
That's the difference between the bartender and the mixologist. I still remember that.
All right. Gentlemen, I'm going to ask you to leave your seats so we can bring on our next guest. Okay, so we have a whole crew of people coming up next. Everybody want to sit down? We need everybody to sit down. Okay, so the successful debut of the Sofitel Buenos Aires Arroyo opened up, and they did this Deep Silence, which was a photo exhibit by Marcos Fuder. And it's a traveling photo exhibit, and it is now at the Sofitel here in D.C. This is an Argentinian photographer, and we are lucky enough to have the curator in studio with us this morning. I'm going to try his name again, Javier Ortiz Aramburu.
That's correct.
Yay. Thank
Your
you.
Spanish is perfect.
Thank you so much. We also have with us in studio Chef Frank Luquette, and visiting chef Olivier Falchi, who is with the Sofitel Buenos Aires. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank
so you were in town this week to work with the chef who's here in D.C. to create a menu together, the two of you, both chefs?
Yeah, we work together with Frank for do the Argentina food for mm-hmm. all the week.
So, chef, tell us, is this new cuisine for you? Is this something that you're just playing with? Tell us a little bit about it.
It is definitely something new for me. I had a lot of questions to ask, exchanging via emails, because I was kind of lost regarding the techniques and the ingredients also. So
mm-hmm.
it's an interesting process. I'm
so tell us about the process that the two of you did together, and I want to talk about how the photographs inspired both of you with the menu that you're doing.
Chef?
Neither chef? I'll take an answer from either one of you.
No.
Well, Olivier came up with a very large menu, very ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of cut him at some point because there were a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And not realistic to put in place. So
because the menu at the Sofitel is usually French inspired.
It's French oriented, of course, with Mediterranean influences. So
mm-hmm.
I wanted to have him to put his food forward, but not the whole menu.
So tell us about some of the things that are on the menu.
So we're going to have a lunch menu with an offer for $28,
mm-hmm.
tasting empanadas or egg
mm-hmm.
for lunch, since we are pretty much dealing with business professionals
mm-hmm.
for lunch. And for dinner, we're going to have a formula for $55, four courses
mm-hmm.
plus a la carte items.
Okay.
So I don't know, maybe you want to talk about this food.
Chef, do you want to tell us just a few things?
We're helping,
we bring some food from Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this one is more than the typical. It's a sweet wood.
Okay.
the sweet wood is so typical from the Indian in the north.
Did you say sweet wood?
Yeah, sweet wood.
Indian wood.
And invite.
Yeah, I want to try. I want to try.
You are very interesting. Very. You can eat with quad cheese.
Okay.
And then it's very. Very strange and interesting.
You can pair it with this cheese.
So it's actually wood?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's delicious.
I didn't know you could like make wood sauce.
So is it pickled? What is it? How is it processed?
It's the process is the Indian cut the wood and they cook with water and sugar.
Oh, and they cook like with
a few minutes and it stays like this.
That's delicious. It's like those fig cakes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or date cakes.
Or like membrilla almost. Mm-hmm. Or something along those lines.
It's very good. All right. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to learn all about the photographs and how you all got inspired from them. This is Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. We'll be back in just a sec.
At UPS, we take two things very seriously. Your budget and our planet. It's why we've built one of the largest alternative fuel fleets in the industry. It's why we offer eco-responsible services like carbon-neutral shipping and carbon impact analysis. It's also why businesses trust UPS to provide customized solutions that cut costs and boost productivity. UPS is committed to helping you operate more efficiently and sustainably. Learn more at ups.com/gov.
This is Mark Amtower. If you're looking for cost-effective and efficient methods for marketing your products or services to the government or to other government contractors, look to LinkedIn. There are over 400,000 members in the D.C. area and more than 92 million nationwide, but only a small percentage actually use it well. I can show you how to leverage LinkedIn in ways that support your marketing, sales, and business development efforts. I do this for large and small companies, and I can do it for you. Drop me a line at mark@federaldirect.net.
GovEvents.com is your one-stop shop for government and military events worldwide. With hundreds of event organizers posting their government and military-related conferences, trade shows, expos, webcasts, and more, you'll save time and energy using GovEvents to find events to attend, exhibit, or sponsor. Search for government and military events by date, location, keyword, organizer, or focus. It's free, so join today. GovEvents.com. That's GovEvents.com.
Are you ready to race for impact? Are you ready to race for the cure? Join Susan G. Komen Global Race for the Cure this Mother's Day weekend on the National Mall. Saturday, May 10th marks the 25th anniversary of the Susan G. Komen Global Race for the Cure events in Washington, D.C. With fun for the whole family, including a race just for kids, everyone can help fund life-saving breast cancer screenings, treatment, and more. Register today at globalraceforthecure.org. That's globalraceforthecure.org.
Hey, this is Nikki Nellis with Foodie and the Beast. I just heard from Marjorie that her sous chef used to work with the chef over at the Sofitel. Is that correct?
Thank you for sitting in.
I was going to say, did she steal him? She's got a bad reputation around town. You know that, right?
Oops.
All right. So I want to talk with the curator here about the pictures.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about the photographer and the pictures that you chose to be featured?
Yes.
Okay. So let's start.
We're going to have like eight pieces, the landscapes, black and white landscape, like classical photography. Maybe its background is like Californian masters, Sans Lambs or Adam Weston is like that, but with obviously landscapes from South America, from Argentina. Marcos Furrer, this photographer, has been like rediscovering our country for the last 10 years. And well, this is a result.
Well, the photos are beautiful. You picked how many to come here to the Sofitel?
Eight.
And yes. Clearly he has more than eight. So how did you go about selecting which ones to bring up here?
Well, it was difficult to do that. But, of course, we choose it thinking about it. It's like we choose it thinking in the place, you know. The restaurant is beautiful, and we measure the walls, and just we try to find something that goes well with the United States. It's not the same going to the States or Europe, or we try to.
So you change it up?
Yeah, we change everything. This is the beginning of our 2014 tour. We're beginning here in DC, then we're going to Europe, I'm back to the States at the end of the year.
Well, so for those who are not familiar with the photographer's work, can you explain it a little more? Like, I mean, I get to look at the beautiful pictures here, but there are some landscapes here, but there's a tremendous use of light. Can you talk about how he does that?
Well, it's not so easy. Mm-hmm. You know, he wakes up very early.
He doesn't just use his iPhone and take a picture? Like with Instagram or something?
Put a filter on it, done.
So easy to be a photographer.
You know, he walks a lot. He walks a lot.
He only does pictures
early.
In Argentina?
No, not at all. But this series called Deep Silence that we're working in a book, it takes us like 5 years of taking pictures around Argentina. It's a project we've been for the last 5 years, as I said. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's it. I thought we were boring about Argentinian landscapes. It was like all the same photographers. And I really want to make something different, something new.
There's nothing boring about
it. Yeah, there's nothing boring.
Oh,
well,
okay, I know about it.
They're incredible. No, but they're incredible.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm very glad to hear that.
So right now people can come to the Sofitel. Is it in the EC?
Yeah, the paintings are on the restaurant towards the EC Urban Bistro.
Okay.
And they have the freedom to come see the picture, but the idea is for them to sit at the table and enjoy Olivier's food at the same time.
Okay. And, Chef, you're going to be here for the whole week?
Yeah, for the whole week. I'm back to Buenos Aires next Sunday.
Okay, so are the two of you, like, getting along in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Because I know how you chefs are in the kitchen. And you don't always play well with others. No, but is it fun creating together?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay,
it's
great.
It's a very interesting process.
All right, so can you please give us the location of the hotel and give us where people can find you? And is there a place online that people can see the photos as
of
well?
Of course. It's 3Fotografía, both times with PH.
Okay.
Just come to Sofitel next week.
Yes, and see it. Right.
So the hotel is located on 15th Street and H. Mm-hmm. The restaurant is the place where the exhibit happens, and it's called Urban Bistro. You can order, make reservation online or open table, and you have the link at the hotel also.
Excellent. All right, great. Thank you so much. All right, Owen, Chef, thank you. We're going to come back to you. Finish that drink, please, and then come back to the mic.
I never finish my drink. I just make another.
So I don't know if you can recollect all this, but you do have your PR person right behind you, so perhaps she can help you. But March Madness is coming up, and I understand you guys are doing a whole thing there. Can you talk about that?
We absolutely do. Last year, actually, my sister started it off. It was something to do. We're not really a sports bar, obviously. We have a TV, but we figured we'd do something fun for the staff. Mm-hmm. So it's really more for us than it is for you, but you're welcome to come participate.
The best things are, right?
Well, exactly. Like, it's us having fun, like so therefore you have fun.
Family meal, sometimes you turn it into a dish on the menu.
We pit all the bartenders and barbacks against each other, and they work in bracket style to get a drink on the spring menu. So they all come up with
That's
a drink.
Fun.
And then, like, if you're in there that night, you can pay, like, I think it's $8. I can't remember. And you get one of each drink for that day between the two people competing. And then everyone gets to vote who, you know, buys a drink. So you basically get one drink free.
Right.
But, you know, you vote and then we work it down until there's a winner. Mm-hmm. And that drink ends up on the menu.
That's fun. Awesome. Is everybody getting in it?
Oh, yeah.
I bet it's very competitive.
I think some of the ingredients I've heard are, well, most importantly, Smirnoff ice.
Okay.
And,
Are you icing people?
Stop it.
I have been known to ice people, yes.
Nice.
I told you, I don't
just
take this seriously at all.
Just when you're mad at them?
We actually iced Sam for his 30th birthday in the kitchen. It was pretty awesome. In the low boy. So angry.
Oh, Sam gets real angry, yeah.
Little boy, you call him, huh?
What is iced? What do you do?
Well, if one is to present a Smirnoff ice to someone, then you have to take a knee and drink the whole thing.
Like the whole bottle?
The whole bottle, yes.
Chug
it. I know. It's a regular bottle, right?
Yeah, well, I've had some 24-ounce bottles before, too.
Oh, that's smart. That's
including
good.
Yesterday.
And what is it, just vodka straight?
No. This is their malt beverage.
Ew, that's disgusting.
It's literally
it's
a hangover
like Zima
in a bottle.
Or, you know,
it's
things
sugar
like that.
And alcohol.
Okay, that sounds disgusting. I wouldn't do it. I'm just telling you. If you tried to ice me, I'd be like, no.
It's all about the fun.
Okay.
It is fun.
I would so ruin your fun. I'm just telling you. I'd be like, I'm not doing that.
I don't believe that, Nikki. You've never ruined my fun yet. I think you would do it.
Oh, and I think we need to come back, and I think we know what we need to bring with us.
Oh, yeah.